Welcome to the Drunk Guys Book Club, where books aren't just for school, where book clubs aren't just for women, and we're defying sobriety.
I'm Mike.
I'm Nate.
I'm Jimmy.
And we are the Drunk Guys, and this week we are reading Wicked, The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West by Gregory Maguire. And I think we're all starting with beers because it sucked so much. But
yeah.
Nate, you want to talk
I'll
about
start
yours?
With my first. So it's definitely still Pride Month as we are recording this. And so Fifth Hammer
has
a beer called Ask for Dorothy with Dorothy on the can. So like it's pretty good and a pretty good metaphor for how I feel about this book, which is it needs to be more like the actual fucking Wizard of Oz and not this abomination.
Not the Warhammer 40K verse.
So much.
This is like the Wizard of Oz by Solzhenitsyn, whatever the fuck that guy's name is, like about Alexander living in an authoritarian state.
One of the fucking Goodreads is like, this is like Dostoevsky writes the Wizard of Oz. Like, you know what? Yeah, and it sucks.
The Wizard's Karamazovs.
Karamazovs.
Karamazovs?
Yeah.
All right, so this book
sucks.
You know, I will say this. We're doing this to try to get cash in on any people paying attention to the movie when it comes out in the fall.
Yeah.
Which will be a movie adaptation of a Broadway musical loosely based on this novel that was based on the 1939 film adaptation of the 1900 novel by Sapphire. That's pretty impressive, the amount of times they've tortured this fucking story. And this is like the middle of that, is this book.
Also, I found out it's going to be two movies. It's
fuck that.
One and
why?
Two.
Right.
I can't imagine there's going to be that much.
The play is 2.5 hours long.
I listened to the soundtrack. It's pretty shitty, actually. I didn't like it.
I watched the entire musical today.
Is it on like Disney Plus or something?
No, I found a bootleg. It's actually surprisingly difficult to find Broadway shows that haven't been like recorded by them and like put out officially. Like if you don't live in New York, you're just not going to fucking see it.
You got to wait for the touring company that comes around to like the Oklahoma City Players house.
It's the understudy's understudy can like do it.
There's a guy who once got the autograph of some person from the Broadway production. They didn't even get that. So
we'll discuss the differences at the end because I've got thoughts.
But we can definitely say for those of you who have only seen the musical, they took the concept from this book and did whatever they wanted with it because there is almost nothing. I mean, I've never actually seen the musical myself, but I try. But it, like reading the book, you're like, there's no fucking way they made a musical out of this. I went and tried to look at the Wikipedia page. I mean, I looked at the Wikipedia page for the musical and it was like, oh yeah, they took the concept of The Wizard of Oz, but told through the perspective of the Wicked Witch of the West. And they're like, yeah, start with that. We'll keep the name. Boom, the rest of it, we're nothing else is the same.
They have some broad stroke plot similarities, but just sum it up, I don't love musicals. I'm not a musical guy. It was immeasurably better in every single way. If you ever saw The Wizard of Oz and you thought, you know what, this is just too like happy. I wish that this was a dark, sad world filled with everything that's in Angry Books.
And if you're like, you know what? There's one thing I could stand to lose in this. It's the midgets. They're like not even, like it doesn't even matter. The whole first part is Munchkin Land, and it never matters.
First part never matters at all.
The whole thing never mattered. But there's never a point where they're like, the plot, you know, the climax of part one is that there's like a butter knife on the third shelf, and that guy can't get it. Like it really didn't matter. So he's like, he's like doing a height revisionism for the Wizard of Oz. They were little people. He took their jobs. So what the problem is this is the Phantom Menace of Wizard of Oz.
No, it's a the very Phantom Menace metaphor, was way better than this.
No, but you know, like people are like, you know what I fucking love? I love like Ewoks and robots and fights. And like, how about a movie where it's about tariffs? You're like, oh, yeah, I don't know about that.
Trade disputes.
That's what the Phantom Menace is. This was that. This was the Phantom Menace of the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And that's the smartest thing I'm going to say throughout the whole episode because I really hate the rest of it. So it starts off in with... It
starts off too early.
Before the beginning, and it ends after the end. It just gets too much in every direction.
Yeah. I don't know how there's three more books.
I can't imagine. Oh, my God.
What could they be about? She dies at the end. Spoiler. But it's fucking Wizard of Oz, so... But
I think you get the backstory of the other, of like the Tin Man and those people or something.
I am so angry just thinking about that.
I think. I'm really guessing.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So it starts off with Elphaba and her family living in...
Did you guys read why her name was Elphaba?
It's a biblical reference, isn't it?
No, it's L. Frank Baum.
Oh, fuck me. I assumed it was some Old Testament name.
No.
Because they mentioned
the guy who wrote Wizard of Oz.
See, that's the kind of cleverness this book did not need. Like, it does or not have. Add to this book. But it was actually like, it was very inventive. Well, okay, let's talk about what happens.
It invented much stuff I didn't want.
So,
the fucking Iron Maiden was a good invention. It was impressive.
You're immediately disappointed because in the front page one, because it is about Elphaba's mom. It's about the birth of Elphaba, how she's a green child and, you know, she's born green and everyone's like, whoa, it's fucking weird. But then
we
again,
live in a land
Oz.
With a fucking wizard and flying monkeys and midgets everywhere. But like a green baby's too much for us.
Exactly. It's like this, the book has to convince you that it's weird that the baby is green. And it's like, it's the Wizard of Oz. That shit happens. But anyway,
magic
whatever.
Is so literally a thing that exists everywhere.
Has to like, and you know, she's okay. So her father, so Elphaba's father or sort of father is a preacher who there's a lot of really weird religious stuff in here that is so dumb and I'm not going to explain, but he's a preacher trying to save the souls of the munchkins.
I could explain it.
He's a unionist minister. And they mentioned the TikTok religion, which is the prophetic part of the book, which are people who worship like androids. It sounded like I'm really not really
they're
sure.
They're like clockwork machines. I don't know. Yeah. But important thing. Page one. Did you notice? This is not a word that I knew before, but I've learned recently. Her mother's name is Melina. Do you know what Melina is?
Is this something to do with melanin?
No, melena is bloody shit. It's a medical term for when you have digested blood in your shit.
I've just been calling that what happens after having Chipotle. I just didn't know there was a name for it.
That's just a jelly donut.
I thought that was dessert.
I saw that and was like, either this is some sort of symbolism or he just thought that was a vaguely fantasy sounding name. He didn't know that was already a word.
This guy has a PhD in English. I'm sure there's nothing by accident in this book.
Okay, then her mother's name is Bloody Shit, I guess.
She kind of is one, though, so that's fine.
She is. Yeah.
What does Frex mean something? That was the father's name. Is that like, it sounded like an As Seen on TV product.
That's the stuff that
two doses of Frex, and you'll never see leaks again.
When your bathtub is leaking, you put the Frex seal on it, and it makes it not leak. Because he's trying to keep water away from his daughter because she has a water allergy.
He tied that part from the original in that mattered
somewhat.
All right, Nate, sorry. try to get us somewhere.
Father is a preacher and he's like trying to save the souls of the munchkins who like do not give a shit, and like something horrible happens when he's away on the day that his wife is about to give birth, and he knows it, and she's like, I think it's going to be today, and he's like, gotta go out and save those souls, so then he leaves, and then she has the baby, and is green, and then the nanny
has to ask
the mom, yeah, and teeth, and literally bites off the finger of the midwife, like,
yeah.
Gross.
So she never breastfeeds her. I mean, isn't that what that literally happened? Yeah. Like, she's like, I better not do that, because she could bite off my boob.
That's a fair concern.
Yeah, I guess. I just didn't understand why that was in the book, because it's never mentioned again.
No, there are so many things that
just
are...
How just shitty a mom she was.
Just there's so many things in the book that just happen and that don't matter and are not important later, that don't connect, what could have easily... anyway, so then the mom, who's... what's her name again?
Bloody Shit.
Melina. Her name.
Melina.
Melina.
Mrs. Bloody Shit says, like, the nanny has to be like, is the father really Frex or whatever his name is? And she's like, well, maybe. But then she's like, he leaves for months at a time, and sometimes strange men stop at the house. And it's like, and then she says, and then one time somebody basically roofied me, and then I woke up and was like, huh, that was weird. Which was a very strange thing. Why didn't she just say I was lonely, so I fucked them? Because she's also fucking the four-legged dude. Like, I couldn't...
He has four legs?
I think they're just called quadlings. I don't know. I think they have the normal number of legs.
I mean, I just thought they were like weird Amish people. I don't they seemed... No,
maybe
they had four legs instead of two legs, two arms. But
well, he was fucking.
He had a fucking centaur.
Maybe.
No, like. I mean, I don't know.
Is he quadrupedal? He crawled everywhere.
I am not sure.
It doesn't matter. But she starts fucking.
No, they're just regular looking people. I just looked up quadlings.
They
look
like they're backward.
They look vaguely Danish.
That's why I thought Amish. Same shit.
Yeah. They're covered in cheese bread.
Yeah.
And just live in a land of windmills or something?
No, everything's built in Lego.
Oh. One of the things I did this week instead of reading this book, which there was a lot of things I did instead, I read the entire Wikipedia page for the Queen of Denmark.
Why would you do that?
Because my kid was asking me, like, what countries have a king or queen? I was like, I'm pretty sure they're Queen of Denmark still. And there she was. She, like, just abdicated. But her husband was the most, you know, like the Dos Equis guy, like the most interesting man in the world. This guy, I think, was the most interesting guy in the world. I've read multiple articles about the former Crown Prince of Denmark. I was like, this is so much better than Wicked. This fucking cool Danish guy who was French and grew up when it was still Indochina and like lived through that and then somehow became the Crown Prince of Denmark. And was an accomplished pianist and cook and spoke seven languages and translated poetry. Like, this guy is like a fucking interesting guy.
And then everyone's like, you know, it's amazing the kinds of things you can like learn to do when you don't ever have to work.
I mean, it's true. Absolutely. That is true. And it's amazing the kind of things you'll read on Wikipedia when you don't want to read the book you're supposed to read.
Oh, yeah.
They should make a curriculum around that for kids. Like, trick them into reading stuff. It's like, this is the thing you have to read. Or you could peruse this. Get them to read other things. Because it worked, man. So, sorry, Nate. We know quadlings maybe have a...
If you get two of them, they have four legs.
So, she's fucking...
What was his name? His name was like Turtle Shell or something? What was the fucking...
Yeah, Turtle Shell. Turtle Heart.
Turtle Heart. All right. Okay.
Because their son is named Shell.
And so, but they're like... Also, like, later, it sounds like they were just having threesomes.
They were in a very progressive throuple.
He liked to watch.
It's, you know, that's pretty impressive for a, like, staunch, like, missionary preacher, you know.
Well, he dibsed one position. Mm. I got the sense that he was just blissfully, or just in complete denial.
No, at the end, he's like, we shared him.
No. Oh, right.
Yeah.
He was pretty like, yeah, oh. Oh, he got Eiffel Towered daily. Or whatever they call it there. Whatever the Emerald Sears Tower is, I don't know.
Emerald Tower, that stands. Sure.
The Emerald, what's that thing?
Emerald Lagasse, actually what they call
Emerald,
it.
Emerald Lagasse.
It's an Emerald Lagasse, you take it up a notch, bam! That's what it's called.
I hate this fucking book.
There's so much more fucking book left.
We're on like page nine.
We can skip almost all of it because none of it fucking matters.
When I was halfway through, or when I was like three quarters of the way through, I was like, what was the name of that character in the beginning? So I went to the Wikipedia page and it glosses over the first half of the plot in three sentences.
That's
how fucking useless this first half of the book is.
I will say the musical nails it because all it does is they pull out a green baby and they say, okay, we're in college now. And it's like, oh, thank God. That's so much better.
So, yeah, she's green. She has a younger sister who's probably the daughter of the quadling, but she has no arms. She literally is
So the quad limb thing is really not holding up here if his offspring has no arms.
The mom was taking these magic pills while she was pregnant to like not have the second baby be green.
Thalidomide.
Thalidomide, yeah.
Must have been. Hey, it worked. Baby wasn't green. That is a 100% success rate right there. And then
she had a lot of good naps.
But then also, then she dies in childbirth a couple years later, and then it jumps to Elphaba going to college. Another weird thing about the book is it's almost a little bit like it's the Gilded Age, but in Oz. It's like women wear these like sort of like fancy dresses of the same kind of style, but they don't go to finishing school. They just kind of go to actual college. But one of the things that you can study in college is magic. Or sorcery, I guess.
Yeah.
I get the sense that he was copying like the vibe of the book, the original Wizard of Oz book. And he's like, well, that came out in 1900, so I got to go back a couple decades. So Gilded Age makes sense.
It must suck like if you're in college and someone's learning sorcery and you're like doing accounting.
You're a communications major. Learn something useful. So then she goes and she meets then Galinda, who is the good witch from the movie,
she's a rich, hot, popular girl who
social climber.
Yeah, who everyone is like in love with, including the boy from the boys' college named Bach,
with a Q, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's unlike Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's very, very short because he's actually a munchkin, and he climbs over the fence into the girls' college like it's Animal House.
He was giving Porky's, as the children would say.
Mm, true,
if they knew what Porky's was.
So he like falls out of the tree and Elphaba is in the backyard. She's like, what are you doing here? And he's like, I'm trying to see Galinda while she's undressing. No, he doesn't say that, but that is absolutely what he was doing. And she's like, oh, that's funny. I will get her to come down and talk to you. So then she talks to him and she's like, you are far too poor for me. But
and
then,
short. She throws that in there.
That too.
This is before Short Kings. So he had no
and she is not a munchkin, so they must have been very short for her.
There are extensive passages of history of Oz, which are fucking so bad, like the different counties.
Yeah, like, it's like, oh, look at all the stuff I don't care about.
Yeah, but maybe if you read all 27,000 of the original Oz books, those were things that like were mentioned, and this Gregory Maguire guy accumulated them. But there's like Munchkin Land and Quadriplegicville and Jiminy Glick, whatever the fuck that other place was called. And then another place.
Where the Finkuses are from or whatever?
Finkus. Wasn't that the kid from like Boy Meets World? was Finkus. That name sounds familiar. Pincus? Minkus? Or something like that was that character?
Something. I have no fucking idea.
Or maybe
Charles
there was
Finkus?
Bourbon County was another place. There you go.
God damn it.
Made it. I saw this at the store and it was on sale. I was like, I'm going to drink that because I hate this book and being sober. And it's Bourbon County Stout and I've had it a million times. And it's good. Still good. Thanks, Goose Island. For nothing. Though geese do matter too, because we find out at college that they're launching a pogrom on animal people.
Or just animals.
But they could talk and they wear like waistcoats. So it's
and they're professors. Like the goat, there's a professor who's a goat, and the wizard who is like the dictator of this whole realm, or after a coup has like become the dictator of this whole thing, and he's proclaimed that animals shall be, or their animals aren't people. Actually, that tracked, but more like animals don't have rights, you know, and the professor is trying to show scientifically that like animals are actually people too, but actually wait, that doesn't make sense. And
is
this
a weird
like subplot shows up. It like both was really stupid and didn't actually matter, except that it came up a lot, but it also still didn't really matter. But then the goat professor gets murdered
because he invented microscopes.
He did, yes.
Yet he couldn't, it is said at another point that someone had to do all the writing for him because, you know, he still had fucking hooves. He couldn't hold a quill.
He couldn't write.
He needed someone to take dictation for him.
Also, he kept eating all of his notes.
Yeah, I'm out of tin cans. Hand me that notebook. Then he gets murdered, and you're like, what is happening? What the fuck is the Yellow Brick? And they do occasionally mention they big building the Yellow Brick Road as some sort of like big dig level boondoggle of local government.
It's a commentary on Eisenhower's Highway Transportation Act. There's a little bit for,
on the
for
Transcontinental Railroad, Jimmy. Obviously.
Oh, right. True. True. Also, they keep talking. People keep getting pissed on a lot in this book.
Yeah.
Like, more than once, they're like, oh, they ended up covered in a torrent of piss. It's like, what? Why?
Well, it's a country run by a dictator. People are pretty unhappy all the time, and they'd probably rather be, they spend most of their time being pissed off, which is better than being pissed on.
Mm, true.
No? But here they're both, so that's actually
that's the doesn't cancel out? Oh, shit. Sorry.
Yeah.
I tried.
And the headmistress of the school, like, takes Elphaba and Glinda and... And now Elphaba's sister.
Who are forced to be roommates but don't want to be.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Which could have been funny, you know, but of course wasn't because it just wasn't addressed.
I feel like the musical cashes in on that plot line.
The musical does make that whole part, once again, much shorter and better.
Because like in the musical, it's like they were friends once. And then,
Yeah.
And they have that nice duet, Changed for Good or whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh,
For Good, something I think like, is actually like the name of the song.
But then a few years later...
No, something else. Don't they have to get enlisted by like being magicked into becoming terrorists?
Well, they have to... Elphaba is very into animal rights. She's part of Greenpeace. Get it? but then a year or two after she's in college for a minute there, she... her no-arm sister shows up, and she doesn't really love her sister very much. She kind of hates her. And her sister's kind of a dick. She's all, like, hyper-religious, and she's got no arms. And she doesn't walk, so not great to have around, harsh in her college experience of being alone all the time and having Glinda vaguely tolerant of her after a few years. And I forget...
It's just way too many dumb things happening here. But
yeah. But the sister has these amazing silver shoes, which are now going to be magic when Glinda casts a spell on them, I guess, or
Elphaba, like Elphaba casts a spell on them later on.
Yeah, they cure bunions.
Right? Yeah. They're Dr. Scholes, how about magic Mr. Scholes? I don't know. Anyway, they're at school, right? So what are schools built with?
Bricks?
Bricks, right. But sometimes also they're made of they're wood. So it's bricks blended with lumber. This was all that was left of the store. And I was like, I can work that in somehow. This is from Timber Rails. What the fuck is it? Is it a stout or something? I don't know.
Timber is a thing that the fucking Tin Woodman would shout. Like, come on.
Yeah, I didn't want to wait that long. Imperial stout conditioned in... Coconut. I was like, croissant? That doesn't make any sense. Coconut, okay. Ooh, yeah, that's really fucking good. Okay. Yeah, it's lovely. It's a stout. Got some nuttiness, coconuttiness. I don't know how strong it is. It's probably strong. I don't want to find out. This is blended with number two. There's also a number one, but I only bought this one.
Good story.
Yeah.
So, Elphaba and Glinda get a... and. The sister, I forget the sister's name.
Nessa Rose.
Nessa Rose get a talking to by the headmistress, who's like, you need to become the administrators of a new Reich. No, she doesn't call
it
a Reich.
She wants them to be like Quislings for like the various districts.
Like, and you can be the head of the East, and you can be head of the North, and you can be head of the West. And it's like, but these are like, you know, like 18-year-old girls. And
why was she making them do this? I did not understand at all why she picked them.
It doesn't really explain.
I think my guess was that she saw a talent and ability that she could manipulate. But she kind of wants them to be like these weird terrorist things, like these sleeper cells.
Like she wanted them to be basically like puppet leaders for the wizard, who is in this version of Wizard of Oz, some sort of fascist dictator who is intent on removing undesirables from Oz.
Yeah.
And, you know, quelling any uprisings.
Is into, like, displacing people when they find that there's... It's, like, very... Indian rights country. He's like, oh, it turns out there's oil on that land. Oh, sorry.
Oh, there's a secret lollipop mine under the Quadling territory.
It was a ruby mine in the swamps, because why not? And he's like, I will drain that swamp. And then they did that.
I want one of the four books to be about the history of the Lollipop Guild and their like rise to power and the trade unionism of Oz.
It's like fucking Teamsters. And
I can't think of like anything drier than that.
They just have like ridiculous union rules. They're like, listen, one of our trucks comes in and one of our guys has to get in there with you, and he's getting a paycheck now.
He gets paid in Wuthers.
Not a single yellow fucking brick gets laid without my say-so.
Has Glinda changed her name to Glinda yet, or...
She just, like, they start calling her Glinda instead of Galinda.
She said, like, I'm going to change it in honor of the goat guy who was murdered because he could never pronounce my name right. It's like, that's stupid. That's a stupid thing to do.
Yeah. But in a book of this colossal stupidity, it really doesn't even matter that much.
Like, he didn't need to change her name and then change it to what we knew it to be. He could have just, it could have just been Glinda.
Oh, I'm not defending it.
So what happens next?
Well, they go to the wizard, and they're like, and Elphaba.
Actually, he's a real dick.
He's a total scumbag, and she has real balls. And she's like, "The fucking, what's wrong with you, guy?" And Glinda's like, "I don't even know her. Like, she's such a pussy about
she
it.
She doesn't even go here.
Yeah, I'm not even. Who is this?" And so then, but he's like, "Yeah, you have moxie, you know, or whatever." He's like, "All right. Whatever, I won't just kill you with my mind powers." So she's like, fuck this shit. Now I will become a real terrorist.
Yeah, she becomes Emma Goldman.
She's like, I'm going to join the Wizard Underground. No? You don't like that one, Nate? I have a few more. Toto Haram? Yeah, no one. Oh, Hezbollah. That's pretty good.
We're probably going to cut that one.
Oscada? Come on, Jesus.
Yeah, the Hezbollah lobby is getting real upset with us.
Listen, my friends, we do not... They're going to get really mad at that? Okay.
They're mad about everything.
So,
so it, like, years pass, like, literally, the story jumps forward, like, 5 years, and Elphaba has been living in a tidy little apartment in Emerald City, as part of a like sleeper cell like terrorist group, which I mean, a terrorist killed William McKinley, so that like kind of fits.
The Green Hand. What is her terrorist group called?
It's Greenpeace.
Wasn't it a terrorist that killed McKinley? Wasn't it like a guy with an unpronounceable name? His name is like 40% the letter Z. I've looked. I'm looking it up because it's.
I feel like we talked about him last time.
He's a memorable guy. More so than William McKinley, frankly. Leon Czolgosz. C-Z-O-L-G-O-S. It has Oz in there like three times.
Wow.
Whoa.
Inception. He got tried, convicted, and executed within 7 weeks of shooting McKinley.
Well, you know, they were more efficient then.
Justice was swift. Especially
when you shoot the president in front of everybody, they kind of know you did it. He's like, oh, we'll have the trial in 2 months. Like, no, let's just do this.
Let's just get it on.
Everyone saw him do it.
So she's basically working in some sort of like terrorist group, except that they're really just plotting the whole time. But yet one of Elphaba's college friends, a boy named
Fiero.
Is like, Elphaba, don't you remember me? And then he follows her to her like apartment, and then they fuck, and because, you know, she's been very lonely this whole time. Yes, but he has a wife and kids. He's like the prince of
Kokomo.
Yeah, he's the prince of the Munchkins. No,
and he's like, he's the prince of some foreign fucking territory.
They've sounded vaguely like Bedouin or something. Like they were like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's during this section of the book we heard there's a character whose title is Rafiki.
Rafiki.
Right when the Lion King came out. Like, he fucking knew that. He stole that.
Oh, that's with the Q, so it's okay.
But that made it feel very Middle Eastern, because it didn't have a U after it.
True.
Like, the Al-Jikris and the Rafikis. Like, this is Toto Haram. But yeah, he lives in...
He was like a unimportant character in the first part when they're in college. Like, he's in like one scene where he's like, some antlers that were possessed attacked him and he cried. It's like, okay, that's it.
When the professor was demonstrating magic, which was like, you shake a bottle of jizz and then magic happens.
Magic in that, because Elphaba was not studying magic at college. She was studying like life sciences, which is like, you know, the four humors and shit, whatever.
Natural philosophy. But she does reveal, I think it's at this point, that she's been studying sorcery via correspondence courses.
Oh, yeah. That's the best way to do it.
Learn magic by mail.
She gets a letter in the mail. It's like, it's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
So she takes up this love affair with Fiero.
Guy Fiero?
Instead of Bach. This is
the
where
Duke of Flavortown.
There's like a love interest in the first chunk of the book when they're in college. And then 5 years later, it's a totally different dude who is mentioned once in the previous part. Like, why don't these two parts connect?
There's also a hot douchebag guy, Avarik, who's just in it for being a hot douchebag. Who's like, oh, someone's going to shack up with him, or they'll like turn him. But no, that doesn't happen.
No.
What happens to Bach?
You see him later at the very end where he and his wife are like, oh, yeah, Dorothy came through here.
Oh, right.
You stay away from me, witch, you know.
But it's like, as far as I understand, there's a part of the musical where...
Bach is a much bigger character.
Yeah, so where it's the same character where Elphaba and Glinda are like, but... I wanted him. No, I wanted him. I haven't actually seen it, but
well, they consolidated a bunch of stuff and like characters to be like smush them together. Now there's a manageable amount of storylines.
And they consolidated all of the political wrangling into the trash.
Yeah,
like, it's how just, much you know.
It's much better.
I just can't imagine a catchy show tune about executive orders putting people in internment camps. Like, that just doesn't seem like a great.
That was Cabaret.
That really committed to it. It was like the whole thing. Whereas this is just part of it.
Yeah. But do you remember before they jump ahead in a few years, they're still in college, all the guys go to a sex club?
Oh, yeah, where you have to go in at the same time, and you have to get like a card with your seven of clubs or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah.
You got to go to your orgy room as assigned by the card you get. And then it's like, oh, we're going to do some crazy shit. And they're in there for a while, and then that part ends, and it's never mentioned again. And I did
find
not understand why that
most
happened.
Most orgies is to never really talk about them anyway. It's just very awkward when you see them again. At the supermarket, and you're like, "Whoa, hey,
have
mom.
Less jam on you." I didn't say no jam, less. It's still a grocery store.
Shopping, what? Bread and crumbles. Oh, you didn't get enough stuffing the other day. It's a lot of dick-shaped food in your cart there.
She becomes a terrorist, and they have a lot of sex scenes with her. They talk about her green boobs a lot. And the patterns of her pubic hair. I was like,
they are nearly purple, Jimmy. Those are nearly. She has almost purple bush.
Yeah, almost purple, which is
almost,
which is deep purple when they were kids.
That was the first incarnation of deep purple. They're like fucking smoke on the land. No, smoke in the air. Is something with I. I could hear it, Richie.
I'm only a baby. I don't know how smoke works yet.
I couldn't name another fucking.
They did keep song. Little Girl from Tokyo, though, because she was a little girl. Like, what the fuck? So she's going to go do a terrorism, but she's part of the sleeper cell and it's multiple cells, and she does not know what her part is yet or what she's going to do yet. She's waiting for the message from the Avatar. And you know, and then she goes out to do it. I think her part was to kill someone. I think was it the headmaster from the teacher?
It's the woman who had tried to get them to become Quislings.
Yeah, Madam Marvel.
Meghan Markle was her name.
Meghan Markle. Yeah. But she's gonna kill her with, I guess, like a knife, because she doesn't know magic yet. But then there's a bunch of kids there. It's like, oh, I don't want to kill her in front of all these kids, so I failed my terrorism. And then she goes back to her house, and Guy Fieri gets arrested by the by the Gestapo's. I guess that's just the Gestapo's still. And she feels really bad, so she becomes a fucking nun for 7 years.
But also is like in a mental coma for a year and like has a baby but doesn't remember it. And so
yeah, what the
when
fuck
she
was that?
Finally leaves, first she's like, you know, she's like in this convent, and then she leaves, and they're like, oh yeah, and you're leaving? Take that fucking baby with you, that 6-year-old kid with you. And she's like, why? It's her own fucking baby. It's like she was in shock for a year. She had the vapors for a year and just could not remember what happened, including being pregnant and having a child.
It's a lot of swooning, but she managed it. And then her son is
named
Liar.
Those corsets were so tight back then. You know, just that bustle. So she leaves the convent and goes to see Fiero's widow and her sisters. And
who are conveniently named 2 through 6.
That's just what they do there.
At a certain point, Maguire, like, I don't fucking even need names for these bitches.
They won't matter in the next chapter.
And I forget where they go, like where that's called, but it was a very
that's
Arabia feeling.
Kiyamoko.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The place West. He was prince of.
Definitely Kokomo, come on.
Yeah.
And then they meet a bunch of shitty little kids, and do they matter? Not really.
Oh, no, but this is the best part. And by that, I mean the worst part.
Oh, good.
Because when she gets there, she's like, I need to tell this lady that I'm responsible for her husband being allegedly dead. Like, they never found a body. He just was taken away by the secret police, and he's probably dead or he's disappeared, you know. He got desparecidos. And she's like, I'm going to tell her it's my fault. And I hope that she can forgive me. And she goes to the wife, is like, look, I got to tell you something. She's like, actually, I don't want to fucking hear it. I refuse to hear anything you're going to say about anything you're about to tell me. I don't know what it is, but I want to hear about it. By the way, you can be nanny to my kids. It's like, what? So she just fucking moves in and lives there and never tells her. And we have to read about all the parts that happened during this time. It wasn't a magic spell. She could just fucking yell it out.
Well, at this point, Elphaba is not good at magic, but she, while staying at this weird house, she discovers the Grimoire, which has a bunch of magic in it, although the letters are all, like, swirly and, like, move around, and she can't really read it well, but she can.
It's the Voynich manuscript.
She can kind of read it a little bit and learns a little bit, and she finds the magic broom, so she can fly now, but she only uses it later. And eventually Oz like sends
one of the little shitty kids tries to kill her son. So she magics him back to life with CPR.
Yeah. She studied life sciences in college.
Oh shit. Yeah.
The Heimlich maneuver.
And then, but then she fucking kills that kid. She magics an icicle into his head. And everyone's like, I'm pretty sure she did that, but they can't prove it.
Better let her keep being the nanny though.
Yeah. Well, she
can't
focus
prove
more
she killed my
kids.
Kid.
Then soldiers show up.
While she's gone, because she then goes to see her dad and Nessa Rose, who is now... Nessa Rose is the dictator of Munchkin Land, and she rules with an iron, not fist.
Stump.
She's got no arms.
Iron nub.
And this is like 15 years later, like 15 years after, or 12 years or something like that, after Elphaba just like disappeared out of their lives. And she's like, yeah, I'm here. And now I'm a witch.
And then the dad is like, by the way, I was gay the whole time. Like, oh, okay. I didn't ask that. I just said, hey, how have things been? And why is my sister awful? It's like, who cares? She can't walk. Feel bad for her. She's allowed to do a genocide. She's got no arms. They can do anything.
But watch out for her armies. Huh? No. So she knuckles under. And
yeah.
I don't want to point fingers.
And then Nessa Rose
But
dies.
You got to hand it to Nessa Rose, yeah.
Well, Nessa Rose doesn't die until the only important part of the book.
Well, yeah, let's get to that that's part.
Yeah, skip the head, because...
I forget how she dies. She gets
She's the one the house lands, on her.
Oh, right.
She's the Wicked Witch of the East.
There's the tornado. I was like, but like, I still, at this point, we're like 80% into the book. And like the first thing you know from The Wizard of Oz has happened in this book. It's like, and we're like 80% of the way in. We're hundreds of pages.
You know, I think we might have skipped, we didn't talk about this, but actually the funniest shit in the book is also like page one when they're
bloody
talking.
Bloody shit mother?
No, not shit mother. The prologue. Did you read the prologue on the Yellow Brick Road?
Probably, but it was so long ago I've ceased when to remember it.
It's Dorothy and gang, and they're like looking for the witch.
Mm.
And they're like, I got to find that witch. And the Tin Man goes, she's a hermaphrodite. Like, oh,
what?
Okay.
How could you possibly know that?
He says she was castrated at birth, replied the Tin Man calmly. She was born hermaphroditic, or maybe entirely male. And then the line's like, oh, you just see cocks everywhere. What's wrong with you? And then he goes, no. And then someone else called, and they're like, no, that's not true at all. She's just a lesbian. And they're like, oh, okay. And it's like, no, she's the spurned lover. Like, they all have a theory. Like, why is she so evil? What's
why
wrong
is she
with
wicked?
Her? I mean, that is that's what the book examines. But all of their immediate conclusions are like, I bet she's got a big old cock. And then they're like, yeah, that checks out.
That must be the reason.
That was the best part of the book. Yeah. A wicked, wicked pecker.
She's got a wicked pisser for real. Urethra like a fire hose. Oh. But yeah, so Elphaba makes Nessa Rose's slippers magic so she can walk, or like the shoes do the walking, and she's just there. And then her dad's like, yeah, I'm going to stay here till I die because your sister needs me and I don't really like you that much. You're green and fuck you. Also, there's another kid that's never really mentioned except they named him after their throuple partner.
Is she a Sheldon?
Yeah, young Sheldon.
Well, young Sheldon the Elder. This is a long time ago.
And so a tornado just appears out of nowhere and drops a house onto Nessa Rose. And then Glinda gives Dorothy the shoes, which are silver, which is like in the original book, they were silver, but the movie changed it. As I'm sure everybody knows this, when they made the 1939 movie, they changed it to ruby slippers because it was a movie in Technicolor and they wanted to show off the color. So they were like, let's make them red instead of silver.
Mm.
And completely destroyed the mythological version of the story where it was all about the gold standards.
I forgot about that. That's so stupid.
I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if anybody knows if it's true or not. Actually,
we did read that book and have an episode on.
I know,
which is now only on the archive on Patreon. But when in that episode, we kind of decided like this isn't that the original Wizard of Oz is not actually about the gold standard versus the silver standard because like it just doesn't fit. It just fucking doesn't.
It's about
some of our stupid.
Buy Bitcoin before it really blows up in 1900.
Get in on the bottom floor, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
It's like some of our other dumb theories we put forward. I think it's funny, but for a minute, it might make sense, but it's not true.
It's not our theory that was...
No, but we've offered some ridiculous interpretations of things that were not...
We weren't actually serious about them, though. Okay, so the witch, okay, so Nessa Rose, house gets dropped on her, and then Elphaba goes to the funeral, and also the Wizard of Oz secretly comes to the funeral and says, where did you get this page? Because Elphaba has actually brought a page from her groomery, and he's like, there's a reason why. And he's like, oh, this is a spell about dragon something something, and this is a, that book is about, I did that book, where is that book? That book is the reason why I came to this land that I was searching for it, and once I find it, I can bring it back and I can get the fuck out of here. Where is it? And she's like, I'm not telling you. And he's like, and I've captured your sister-in-law, no, the dude, the whatever, the girl. I can't remember her name.
Who?
And everyone Nessa else
Rose?
Is dead.
No, Nessa Rose is dead.
Nessa Rose. It's the wife of the of Fiero's wife. It was Fiero's wife. He's got her
chains,
and the rest of them are dead. Or her kid or something like that.
One of the kids is still alive, and they killed the rest of them.
And this is where Elphaba like actually turns into an evil person, but I also
not,
and
not
then
that
for the
evil.
Rest but for the rest of the book it's like, oh, I'm just like mean and like angry at everybody, and then she goes and kills the like woman,
the headmistress,
beats
from
her
the
to death.
Yeah, but she beats her to death. She doesn't even do magic.
I felt like this, like her turning to evil from just self-righteous and for most of the book, because you know she's very a person who's suffered a lot, into a person who's just kind of evil, just wasn't earned. It was just like she just kind of became bad. And this is like the final two episodes of Game of Thrones where they turned Daenerys into the villain. And it was like, come on, that was
spoilers,
so dumb. Yeah, spoilers. If you haven't seen the show from like 6 years ago, and you didn't, if you haven't seen
universally
the final
reviled
episodes of the most watched show of all time,
I still haven't watched it, but I saw a very funny meme the other day of people, because people are, I guess, are into the prequel show. Game,
yeah, the new one, the House of
Practice
the
Round of Dragons. What the fuck is that? And then, like, you know, these guys really be fighting, just people be staying up to watch this shit just so Bran can sit on the throne. Like, oh, yeah, the shitty ending.
Shows that war is never worth it.
It has been explained to me, and badly so.
Oh,
it's bad.
Even if you understood it all, it would still be, it still wouldn't make sense as an ending.
Excellent.
Much like this book, where, like, yeah, she turned, I didn't even see it as that evil. Like, she killed the people who, like, killed her friends and family. Like, any other thing, that would be like a revenge story. They're like, yeah, do it. Get them. You go, girl.
So she beats to death a woman and then tries to go tell someone. And everyone's like, no one cares. She was almost dead anyway. like, really, people don't care. And then
she's rounding
like,
off.
What the fuck? I can't do anything right. And then she goes back to her.
Speaking
goes
of,
back to Kokomo.
Did you ever see The Last Action Hero, Nate?
Yes. A very long
holy
time
shit,
ago.
Really?
Yes.
Remember the bad guy was Tywin Lannister from Game of Thrones, Charles Dance?
I believe you, but it was been a very
he
long
was
time.
It was, you know, he was much younger. Mike, have you seen The Last Action Hero?
Not in a very long time.
You know, it's
I
the just, one where
all
like,
I remember is they go, it's only this isn't even a flesh wound.
Yeah,
I
like they come that. Out of the movies into the real world, and like the bad guy from the movie comes out of the world, and it's Charles Dance, and he's like, the real world is so much worse than the movies. Like I can do anything I want here, and like no one gives a shit. So he like shoots a guy in the street, and he's like, hey everybody, I just shot someone. I did it on purpose. And I was like, shut the fuck up. It's like, what the fuck?
Is that worth I don't know if it's worth watching that
again. You
know,
people don't like it, but I think it's pretty good. It's pretty funny.
I think people were expecting something very different from Arnold in 1993 or whenever that was from.
I mean, there's a character named Leo the Fart, so you know it's good.
Wasn't that the guy who had to like fart for the King of England once a year? That, you know, like that historical character, like Harold the Fletcher.
That was like, wasn't that Roland the Farter?
Roland the Farter, who has to do like a leap, a toot, and a fart once a year.
A leap, a toot, and a fart. A toot and a fart. Wow.
Something
what
like
range.
That. Oh my God. Roland the Farter. I can't. We've definitely talked about Roland the Farter.
Yeah, we talked about it like within the last 2 weeks.
I love that Roland the Farter is a flatulist, as if that's a fucking job.
Hey, it's not a job, it's a calling.
It's a vocation, right? You do what? Oh,
it's
sorry.
An art.
It's a jump, a whistle, and a fart at Christmas.
What better way to celebrate Jesus? Also, people could
but
jump
I
and whistle.
But I saved like the best gift for last.
Were they all the same time?
I, you know, it, there's a lot
like
of questions.
Jumping and like clicking your heels at the same time, just like.
I mean, he had to do it every year, and apparently he did it for quite some time. Maybe
he's
when
like
he
a
got
human
older, he was hold on, hold, Your Majesty. That wasn't. Let me try again.
I've eaten nothing but beans for two fortnights, sir.
Since yester moon, I've eaten nothing but cabbage.
I've eaten an entire bulb of horseradish.
hold on, everyone, just be quiet for 1 second. Just give me a second. I'm getting it's okay. It's close. It's like
my stomach ghosts are angry.
I'll whistle while we wait.
Whistle while you work.
And then the king is like elbowing some. This is the good part. So watch this. You're not going to win this.
Check this fucking guy out.
I gave this.
He's elbowing his wife. Hey, check that out.
I gave this guy 30 acres of land for this bullshit.
And you wanted to go to the orchestra. I got the show right here, baby.
Oh my god. He literally got 30.
Check out
acres
the counterpoint on this melody.
Oh my god, it's amazing.
Anyway, then the Wizard of Oz happens, but like from her perspective, where she goes around, she kills the bad lady who was a dick, and then she kills someone else.
She
right?
goes back to Kokomo and whatever it's called, and like, and then Dorothy and the Lion, the Tin Man,
and the wardrobe,
exactly, all show up. And gets through all of her defenses, and then they, what? And they're like, she's like, the scarecrow is actually Fiero, but it actually wasn't. So he had just been disappeared many years ago. And then Dorothy, and then they get in, and they're like, okay, here's dinner for Dorothy and the Lion and stuff like that. And Dorothy is like, I didn't, and like the witch is like, or Elphaba is like, you came here to murder me. And Dorothy's like, well, the wizard did tell me to do that, but I'm nice. I didn't want to do that. I came here to say sorry. Oh yeah. And Elphaba is like, oh, I'm sorry for killing your sister. And Elphaba is like, just give me the shoes. She's like, I can't take them off. My feet are so sweaty. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah, she really does say that, yeah.
That's really what it says. That was the only good part of the whole book, that line my feet right there.
Like I
was
10 like, my pages are, before the end.
My socks are so sweaty.
I have got that was funny. Athlete's foot like you would not believe.
I didn't even get jock itch on your feet. Nate's thumbs upping the sweaty feet comments.
Oh, I am very sweaty right now.
Yeah,
I am very sweaty right now. That is
good stuff.
Statement.
Check out those feet fingers, baby.
I thought pigs didn't have sweat glands. Look at these 10 little piggies go.
I hate that so much.
And so, around in some mud.
And Elphaba is like, well, somehow is like mad. He's like, no, I hate you. And has like a torch. And Dorothy throws a bucket of water on it and gets the bucket
of
water.
That's because her dress
on
catches on fire.
And Elphaba gets covered in water and then melts and is now dies, just like in The Wizard of Oz. So like one thing finally actually fucking happened. And then there's like 4 pages left of the book where it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, and that was a thing.
But she goes back with this little bottle, and the wizard's like, that's my roofie juice. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the wizard was her dad the whole time.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't care about this anymore.
That's impressive that you cared at some point.
I cared for a few pages.
Okay, we're going to tell the Wizard of Oz, but from the Wicked Witch's perspective, and it's going to make you think about the story differently. That, as a concept, has a lot of potential.
I like the idea, too. I really so wanted
when,
to like it.
So when this book sucked, I was so mad. I was so mad. Oh, I was just like, I really wanted to like it and was so disappointed. Right from
how soon into it did you know that you were not going to like it?
So I, immediately, page one, I was like, what? This is weird. Maybe it's going to get good. And then by, you know, 20% of the way, and it's like, oh no, this is going to be terrible. And it's like, there's no way they made a fucking musical about this. Like, what would they do?
So I watched the play, the musical today. I'd never seen it. And, you know, I actually liked it. It was pretty good. It was actually funny, which this book wanted to be at times, but couldn't because the rest of it was so fucking, like, depressing. So much, like, about the internal politics of, like,
a failed
expansionism
state
of empires and shit. I don't know.
It had a good amount of fart humor. Like, there's one part where, I think it was Bach fell down, and it's like he expelled wind from every hole.
There's a part at the beginning where someone says he was kneed in the groin and doubled over, his face in the dirt. A foot kicked him square between the buttocks, and his bowels released. So, like, they kicked someone and his shit in his pants. Like, okay, I don't really understand. That's when she's. That's like before she's like even born, or when she's still a baby. So, like, what does that have to do with anything? Turns out nothing. But the musical is she's much more sympathetic, I guess. She's not like a bad.
Well, wasn't that kind of that's what I thought the point would be, to make her a sympathetic character, because she's the wicked witch. Like, you're not supposed to be like, well, let's hear her out.
She hadn't actually done anything wicked at all. They just made her into an enemy to, like, you know, because the wizard was, you know, fooling people. In this one, in this fucking book, I still don't think she was that bad. She killed a lady who was basically like a, you know, very bad person herself, and I think she killed someone else, but I don't know. If she did, they were bad. She never really turned evil, except, like, there was, like, this fucking kid took my dead sister's shoes. Give me the goddamn shoes, kid. And then, she's evil. I don't know. The musical made more sense, whereas, like, she's not actually evil. Everyone just says she was to, like, manipulate everyone. In this, I feel like they tried to say that she did actually turn evil, but she didn't. Nor did it make any sense when she allegedly did, because it was dumb. It was dumb, it was too long, and I hated it. I hated it the entire time.
I think anyone who is expecting something like The Wizard of Oz would be incredibly disappointed by this book. Mm.
This book sucked, and it had no redeeming qualities. Honestly, I was torn between doing 2 stars and 1 stars on this one.
It was creative.
It was creative, but I hated a lot of stuff that he created.
it's a double-edged sword, Jimmy.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, he tried to stuff in too much shit.
I think this was probably, I want to bet it was his first book. And he was 40 years old already, with his PhD from Tufts. Oh, he had published a previous novel. That doesn't even have a Wikipedia page. So he had written some shit that wasn't big, like children's books. This is his first novel that was a grown-up.
The sequel is about Elphaba's son, Lear.
Oh, God. Oh, son of a witch. Okay.
Yeah. And the third one is about the Cowardly Lion. And the fourth one is about Lear's daughter, Rain.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. He said he's going to be there's a fifth book. The fifth book is the first in a 3-book series. God damn it. But why? The witch, it's about her the daughter, Rain. I don't...
There's a wicked... Wait, these dates are already out. What the fuck is Maricor?
I don't know. That's the fifth book.
No, the fifth book is out... The fourth book is Out of Oz.
Yeah.
Then there's the Maricor wicked
Maricor is the fifth book, which is the first of a 3-book series.
That's fucking terrible.
There was the whole thing in this book. I did not understand what the fuck they were talking about. There's a big clock, and the clock killed somebody, and they sacrificed someone to a clock, and there was a time dragon that they kept alluding to that I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about, and I did not care enough to really find out.
And I think it was like a weird false idol kind of...
It was one of the TikTok-ism things?
That was the TikTok stuff, yeah. Apparently, his PhD dissertation was on children's fantasy literature from the 1930s to 1980s.
It's like he learned nothing.
And he's like, I know, I could do it better. He's like, yeah, because that's over now.
not everything needs a dark extended universe.
You know what? I some things do, or some things benefit from it, or it comes out cool. The closest thing I could think of, the closest thing we've read that I could think of as I was reading this was the Christopher Moore Fool book, where it kind of added something. Even though I think we kind of made fun of we were like critical of the book and how a little corny Christopher Moore could be, but like he took
it
the
was
book
still clever, but he yeah. also it was still clever, but didn't completely destroy everything about King Lear.
Yeah, he added the thing to it. Whereas this, he was like, "What if I told you the Wicked Witch of the West used to make Molotov cocktails to throw at Archduke Franz Ferdinand or whatever the fuck?" And you're like, "That sounds stupid." And he's like, "Yeah, but what if I also told you her mom was a social climber who had been drugged by the Wizard of Oz?" And we're like, "Maybe."
And she's got purple pubic hair.
And what if I told you 3,000 more things?
What if we went into exhaustive detail on the regions and their various political strifes about places you've never heard of and will never hear of again?
And are not real.
Yeah. I mean, it's like he tried to cram Game of Thrones into The Wizard of Oz. It just doesn't fit.
It was just executed really badly. It was inventive and had a lot of things going on, but yet the parts didn't fit together and it didn't feel like the right kind of book to go with The Wizard of Oz.
I think what he should have just done is written this as a book with his own characters.
Yeah.
But then no one would have cared.
I almost think he did, or more like, it felt like it could have been an entirely new thing and not about The Wizard of Oz at all. And then I'm like, let me just change my blah, blah, blah to Munchkins. And then he just like kept it like that.
And then tack on Wizard of Oz in the last 40 pages.
Yeah, because that's the only part it actually fit.
When that happened, I was genuinely confused because I knew that there were multiple books in this series. And I was like, where is it going to go? Turns out now I know, and I'm upset that I know.
So one of the other things that I read of the book, apparently he was trying to explore questions of what does it mean to be good and evil, and is that nature versus nurture?
He was
nurture.
Real subtle.
And I think that was another big problem with the book, is when you're reading it, you're like, oh, this is very obviously allegorical. Like, this is not like, you know, I'm interpreting that from the text. Like, no, he had the idea, the philosophical idea first, and then he's like, let me fit that into a story. And that just
never
works.
When they arrested Fierro and he kept yelling Attica, I was like, this doesn't fit in, sir.
it just doesn't, that never really works for me. I can't think of any examples where an author is like, I'm gonna write a book that talks about this issue or this question.
Yeah, where
then
the,
I'll make
the
a story.
Metaphor comes first.
Yeah, that's
yeah. It feels forced.
Yeah. And it really did. Because then occasionally there are conversations or bits of dialogue that are just, I'm going to tell you about that. It's funny, you said that toast was bad. What is bad?
Have you ever heard of the killing fields of the Khmer Rouge?
You see, I disagree that it's bad that an author has a metaphor in mind. I just think this was just done badly.
I don't say it's a bad idea in principle. I think it's just usually executed poorly.
I think this was definitely executed poorly. And I think when it's executed well, you can't
even
tell.
The victims of the Khmer Rouge. Yeah.
I think when it's executed
Jesus Christ.
When it's executed well, you can't even tell that's what they did.
Totally. Yeah.
I think this is a good example of the difference between getting a PhD in literature and writing a book.
Ooh, yeah, that's probably true, though.
It's like, of course I know how to write a book. I have a PhD in those. Like, no.
I'm a bookologist. No, you don't.
Call me Dr. Book.
So, yeah, the book was wicked bad.
Yeah, I fucking hated this book. I didn't expect to hate it this much, but I did.
I'm going to ask the wizard for
really
a better book.
Brutal. It was a brutal slog.
It was like living through a totalitarian regime run by midgets.
No, the Munchkins were an oppressed people.
Oh, okay, good.
That's why they rejoiced when Nessa Rose died, because that was the only part that actually made sense. Was like, they really hated this lady. Like, actually, she was exploiting all of them.
All right. I was going to say, I'm going to ask the wizard to get a brain for Gregory Maguire.
Ooh, you know what? He could buy whatever he wants now. That fucking...
The musical made him so much money.
Oh, my God. And he's going to make money off these movies. They should have... the people who saw this, they should be like, oh, backstory of the wizard, Wicked Witch of the West. That's a good idea. They should have just fucking not used this same name. And just like, oh, it's Brenda.
Yeah, because the Wizard of Oz itself was out of copyright. So they could have just changed the name. So they changed enough of this story.
And not because they didn't take any of this schmuck story that really mattered.
They took like very, very little of it. They could have easily made almost none of it be...
Yeah.
They went to college together. Like, that's about it.
They could have taken the book Wicked and gone, okay, here's what not to do, and then made a good musical.
I mean, if the Wicked Witch of the West and Glenda the whatever had just went to wizard school together, that would have already been different than this book, because they were going to, like, etiquette class.
They did in the musical at the very end say, like, the wizard was her dad.
You know what? It could have left it out. It could have not mattered. He could have just been a dick.
He was a dick. In the movie, it's going to be Jeff Goldblum, which could be pretty good. But I'm still not going to see it, I think, because I don't care enough. I made it 25 years without seeing the musical, or 20 years. It came out in 2003. So
you saw it today, bro.
I saw it today. I wanted to see it before we did this so I could like know how it was different. It was like, people fucking love this musical. Love it. It's like a perennial favorite.
It's been on Broadway for 20 years straight.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know what? It was pretty good. I won't lie. I enjoyed it. It had some bangers in it. And there was one or two songs I was like, oh, I did not know that this song was from Wicked. Okay.
I thought also when they got into the whole thing about like animal rights and shit, that and Elphaba becomes an animal, you know, animal rights activist, and she's, you know, planning assassinations or whatever. There's a whole thing where they're like, can you teach an animal to speak? And people are like, I don't fucking know. And she has a monkey named Chester. And they're like, say, whatever, potato. And it's like, patata. And they're like, yeah, that's close.
No, that's an egg-based dish, you fool.
But I thought it was like, oh, maybe she gets into like genetic engineering and makes flying monkeys somehow. Like, is that going to be part of the plot?
Nope. Mm,
eugenics.
Turns out, no. Yeah, eugenics was the only thing in here he did not touch on.
I mean, I don't know how you breed flying monkeys. That's, but
well, in the musical, she messes up a spell. It's like, oh, well, there you go.
Great.
Explained
that's,
it.
That's the great thing about magic, right? You could just use it for any plot purpose you ever want.
Anything you need. It's like, oh, by the way, magic. Uh-huh.
Even to
which
the point
this
where
book
could,
didn't do.
If you do the magic bad, it still works.
Yeah. Right? Like,
so, who should read it? It sounds like nobody.
No one should read this book.
If you like The Wizard of Oz, don't read this book.
If you like the musical, absolutely never read this book.
I think one person should have to read this book over and over again until he dies, and that's Gregory
Maguire. His children.
I think he should have to read it every day. His penance. Spend 15 hours reading it out loud in a town square. And well, in like the pillory or the stocks,
someone has to turn the page for him because his arms are in irons.
Yeah, and every time they turn the page, somebody throws a fucking tomato at him or something, or kicks him right in his exposed ass. Because I hated this.
You have to yell out the phrase "Now oil my breasts" over and over again because that's in this book.
That's what love is, Jimmy.
Because she was allergic to water. And I hated that. Oh, she's got a water allergy. It's like, try a little harder. You spent so much time on all this other political intrigue bullshit. You could have done better than water allergy. Allergies don't make you melt.
Yeah, what if she had to trade her tolerance for water, which is also just in the atmosphere?
But it's like at the end of Batman Begins when he's got the water vaporizing device and it's like vaporizing the city's water supply. Like, everyone around him should be exploding.
It's like, what's that? Signs, where the aliens land on the planet that's covered in water, and they're like, not water. You throw a glass of water.
You told us this was piss, Zorflax. We thought we were going to be safe. The piss ocean calculations were all wrong. I misplaced a decimal point again. Curses. All that salty piss ocean. I thought, wow, we're going to have a great beachfront resort.
This is what it's all been for. But in the meantime,
tell us what you thought. Send us an email to drunkguysbookclub@gmail.com.
Follow us on Twitter, fucking X or whatever. You know how to find us, and go to Patreon and give the monies.
And go to Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Guys Book Club and on Goodreads, where we will hopefully read some good books because we've had a stretch of just fucking clunkers.
Big taint pad highway.
Clunkers would be a great name for a big chicken.
And check out the Hopped Up Network, a network of independent beer podcasters. And thanks for listening.